sure, caution flag racing is kind of meh to watch, but that's about where our economy is right now, says Bank of America CEO Brian Moynihan.
The economy continues to make progress and go forward, but it hasn't taken off yet.
The labor market is a good example. Here's the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Richmond, Jeff Lacker.
Over the last 4 years, employment growth has been just 1.0% per year. An imminent acceleration in employment doesn't seem likely to me.
Which means the unemployment rate will keep dropping down bit by bit. It's 8% in North Carolina. The manufacturing industry is slowly improving, too. Chris Carney is the CEO of global manufacturing firm SPX.
We've seen ourselves kind of bounce off the bottom, nowhere near where we were 3 years ago, 5 years ago, but encouraging nonetheless.
And in retail?
We expect next year to be a little bit better than this year.
That's Belk CEO Tim Belk. He said the retail industry is coming off a very strong Thanksgiving weekend. So what's holding the economy back? Here's Duke Energy Vice President Lloyd Yates.
The uncertainty in Washington is keeping a lot of us hedging our bets.
And the Affordable Care Act is partly to blame, says Susan DeVore, CEO of Premier Healthcare Alliance.
Well, the rollout of the exchanges has made healthcare systems a lot more cautious.
DeVore says some businesses are slowing hiring until they see how the law plays out. Wells Fargo Vice President David Carroll says congressional bickering isn't helping either.
Whether it's a debt ceiling debate, government shutdown, sequestration, health care, all of those things make investors very timid, more conservative, and operate with a much shorter time horizon.
Carroll also brought up political discord closer to home. He mentioned the fight over control of the Charlotte airport between city officials and state lawmakers as a cautionary tale.
And I just hope the recent situation with the airport doesn't typify the way local government, the state, the county all move forward. That's not our history.
And that's not going to help the economy, he said. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.